Podcaster!
Podcast time, and today we discuss free food, stolen parking places, and answer that musical question, what movie would you use to describe Rambin's driving style? Fast and the Furious?
Miss Daisy!
Yeah!
This is Roundtable 105 on Radio.com, where Rock 105's Sean Stewart, Greg Rambin, and Boner, you know, sit at a round table and talk and stuff. Thanks for joining us as we revisit this week's nonsense. Yeehaw! From Chattanooga, Tennessee, this is Roundtable 105.
Hello, it's Greg, Sean, and Boner. Hi, guys.
Hi. Russ Fresson.
Yes. Oh, wow. Looks like it's fun as you guys do.
You know, some jerk parked in my space.
You came in hot a minute ago.
Oh. Well, man, you got to have some things every day that you can count on. You know, you count on, you pull into the station, you come into work, and there's your parking space, and you park in it. And then you get out, and you go in and act like you're doing stuff. I mean, it's part of the process, you know?
Carry a clipboard, look like you're doing something.
And I come in this morning, and dude, he didn't park in my space, but he parked over enough in the other space that I could not park there. It was impossible, which is 2 days in a row.
Two in a row. Same car?
No.
Oh, different fenders.
Yeah, different person yesterday. Oh. Now, I was upset about it yesterday. And it was somebody had a guest who happened to be their pastor.
And
I'm like, all right, maybe I guess God's his co-pilot and made him, you know, maybe God wanted him parked there. I'm like, all right, fine. Okay.
Come on, have you been to church, though? There are people who have their assigned place to sit in the pew. And if a newcomer comes in and they're sitting in their place, they get bent out of
shape.
That's
what happens with the parking situation here.
Exactly. That's why I'm saying the pastor should have understood.
And then today, same thing. A different person?
Yeah, different
person.
Let's
tow this person. Get Kubota's tow, 1-800-TOW. Well, actually, is there anybody important that's going to fire us if we have them towed?
No, not at all.
Okay, then
But I was hoping I knew the person. It was, again, somebody else's guest, and I thought, well, maybe I know this person. I was real, because I
You're
came in.
Move.
Oh, yeah, I was going to go. No, I wasn't going to tell him to move. I was just going to tell him, you did a piss poor job of parking. And now I can't park in my space. I had to park somewhere else. And by the way, now I'm taking up someone else's space. They're going to come in and go,
hey. How about you? They're going to in my spot.
Yeah. Now I'm the jerk, even though I haven't done anything.
This is, it's unfair.
Yeah. So unfortunately, I did not know the person. I'm like, all right, damn it. I don't know who this is, but I'll go in here and get my coffee.
Uh-oh.
What do you mean there's no coffee? Damn it. So no coffee, parking space. Then it just delays everything.
Just to get to work, to come here and do nothing.
Exactly.
It's such a tough start to your day. And I could actually take ownership for the coffee thing, because I think I pissed off somebody in the building yesterday who always makes coffee, and I just felt awkward since I had pissed them off to drink their coffee today. So instead of apologizing, I just went and got coffee somewhere else, which is why.
Instead of doing the right thing.
Yeah.
I'll just get my coffee somewhere
I'll
else.
Avoid that person.
Right.
I wasn't wrong in this situation.
So how long have you been married?
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah. Not much longer if I keep dodging stuff like this. So yeah, the coffee thing may be me, because she's trying to avoid a different situation, starts another one.
Oh, my.
So speaking of starting situations, he got us going. I'm kind of annoyed at Greg.
What?
Greg has gone on record as an official speed limit follower and a lane clogger and a person who will slow down on purpose if you're tailgating him.
Well, no.
Yes, you did.
I was not going the speed limit. I was giving them an extra 5 miles per hour.
And you think that's nice of you?
Yes.
Go 20 over. He's like, minimum. I gave them a gift of going 5 over. Who the hell are you? What kind of vigilante justice is that? You want to give me a gift? Take your slow driving car, move it to the shoulder, let me go around, and then wave to me, say Merry Christmas.
Don't come to my office asking for coffee.
Wow. I saw that note yesterday.
Where was that? What are you talking about?
He posted on Facebook. He does all these notes we do. It was a dear
person who was behind me on Burning Bush Road. I was going 40 in a 35. I was giving you an extra 5, but you still insisted on tailgating me. You did not appreciate my gift, so I slowed down to 30.
And I wrote on this piece of paper, Rambid, admitted slow driver. So, I don't know what to do with you. Like, I hate people who think it's their job to be the pace car for the rest of us.
If I get a ticket,
I'll pay it. Don't worry about it.
Look, I am one. I will only go in the left lane on the interstate. If I am indeed passing, I get right back over. But I don't go the standard speed limit. But you've only been to my house like twice, I think.
I don't remember where you live.
Yeah, exactly. You got to put it in the GPS every time you come visit me, which has been once. But anyway.
It's too soon.
That's right. The fall for all is coming up. But on Burning Bush Road, it is a tight two-lane road that I try to get. I'm afraid to go over 40, 42 in that range because it's 35. Every single member of my family who has been of driving age has all been stopped on Burning Bush Road and got a ticket.
Okay.
Except for me.
Because you're clearly driving traffic. Everybody line up behind me. We'll do this the right way.
Right. All right. So whose bright idea was it to name it Burning Bush Road? I mean,
what's the origin story of that?
Why is your bush burning?
Oh, well.
Probably because he was waiting for Ram to make a right hand turn forever and the sun caught him on fire.
Did they start with something worse and then go, what if we just, you know, all right, infected vagina road is a bit much. What about just Burning Bush?
Syphilis Street.
Chlamydia Lane.
I think maybe we'll just Burning Bush.
Burning Bush.
They'll get the picture.
Must confuse the firemen a lot over there. You got a fire on Burning Bush. House?
Wait.
Bush? Branches? I don't know.
Antibiotic stat.
So, yeah, I'm looking forward to the fall for all because last year I went there after the whiskey barrel bash.
Yeah.
Didn't make a good impression at your house. Surprise, I'm invited back. I got that invite yesterday.
That guy.
He can't get coffee at my house anymore.
I came in hot and rammed the door. I was like, I never saw you like that before. I was like, I was having a good time.
Yeah.
But thank you for inviting me back. I'm sorry.
No, that's
all right.
I may have
peed in the cat box.
That's all right.
We'll give you another crack at it. But
usually it's on the same night as the Alabama LSU game, and it is that day. However, CBS has made that game.
It's a 3:30 game.
Yeah, it's an afternoon game.
I'm not a huge college football guy, but is that big? Everybody's making a big deal about that.
Oh, Alabama LSU.
Yeah.
That's always
a night game.
Usually it is.
Yeah, pretty much. And it's a big game.
Well, I know it's a big game.
Particularly this year because it's what, 1-2?
They are 1-2. Yeah,
so,
the AP
poll. It's a massive game.
Mm-hmm. Any reason why they put it on at 3:30? Because I kind of like, as the casual college football guy, like I want my kids to go to sleep. I want to have some beers, watch a game. 3:30. Mm-hmm. I'm like, are we going to be decorating Halloween stuff? I don't know.
Right?
Just wonder if there maybe wasn't some sort of West Coast game that's big or... I mean, I'm just throwing out. Why make... Because
no
it should
idea.
Be an 8 o'clock game.
It should be. But I can't remember. My wife, she was telling me the other night, take out the garbage and something else. I think that I don't listen.
Right.
I don't know. But...
you don't speed down Birmingham Bush.
Yeah. Pick it up! But it has something to do with that CBS had a certain amount of night games, and I don't know.
And they deemed this one not important.
Yeah,
Real good thinking.
Yeah.
Everything you're doing there is awesome.
Yeah, remember that? Yeah, exactly. Good job. Keep up the good work over there, CBS. You're your hand on the pulse of the college football people.
Mm-hmm. Well done.
three.
That just means more time for Fireball and whatnot.
You do put on a good spread over there. You make that gumbo from Louisiana.
Ah, yes. Yeah. Speaking of gumbo, did any of you try the gumbo at Flavored Nation?
Flavored Nation?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I did.
I did not try the gumbo.
Did you?
That's what I just said. Which part of yes, I did, like eight times?
He said maybe nine. He said it a bunch. He actually was saying yes, you did before you finished the question.
Yeah,
because I knew where it was going. Mm-hmm. Yes, I did.
So Flavored Nation at the convention center last week, the three of us were all there at different times. They ate all the food from all the different states. And you are the Louisiana guy.
Right.
Do you think the gumbo, that was like, damn, they killed it. That was better than mine.
No.
It was okay.
It was.
It was good. Not great. I've had better.
It had a dark, I like a dark gumbo, because a lot of people, a lot of places that you go to, that it almost has, it looks like chicken broth rather than something dark, which gives it that smoky flavor. It was spicy, but it wasn't flavorful. And there's a difference. People think that Louisiana love to have things very, very spicy. We like it very flavorful. If it happens to be spicy, that's great.
Fine.
And it was spicy, but not flavorful.
No, that I didn't like the rice.
Too mushy?
The rice was a little gummy.
A little gummy? Was it?
Gummy rice. I don't like my rice gummy.
You like rice gummy? Mm-hmm. I'm surprised you went for that. I stayed away from the gumbo because, like, I don't know. But I was also kind of full from the chicken wings. They had the buffalo wings there.
Yeah. I did not try those.
I was the,
so that was New York State, right?
Yeah, because they're from Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my wife didn't even know that. She's like, why are buffalo wings New York?
Duh.
I was like, because they're from Buffalo?
Did you use the word duh?
Yeah.
Like, and look at her in that special way that you only look at someone who, when you go, duh.
Like, sometimes you just look at, like, did you really just say that out loud? Like, just, yeah, like, maybe we should just, if we had, like, a DVR and we could, like, rewind, like, back 5 seconds, you would say something different.
Huh.
But the wings there, man, I was blown away. Best wings I've eaten in Chattanooga in my 15 years here were.
Really?
Sunday at the convention center, which I never thought I would say that sentence ever. But they were awesome. The guys are from Buffalo. They're from Duff's. They do all the wings for the Bills. And you would think the Bills suck so bad, the wings would suck. But no, it's the exact opposite.
They got that beer that the Simpsons drank.
Duff.
Duff.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So I thought, I like the wings. And then the cheesesteak I went on Sunday. And you
guys Philly cheesesteak. I did enjoy that.
Cheesesteak line was all the way out the convention center, like down the street. Because he was giving like full sandwiches to people.
Yeah, there it was. Yeah, it was pretty big.
I just couldn't stand in the line. So I went back to the crab cake.
Did you try the
crab cake?
Yes.
My God, I went a couple of times. Like seven.
Once you hungry, seven like, times. You kept going back to. That's what the wing guy. I ended up getting like a dozen wings one at a time.
Yeah, yeah, and you did it right because you had the extra tickets because you had to have the little tickets to get your sample and all of that. I had another pass and I could have cashed it in and got the tickets. The wife's like, what are we gonna do with it? Just don't worry about it. I'm like, all right, fine. So I didn't. And I came home after I had talked to you the other day. And so on Monday night, I came home. I sat down next to the wife and said, apparently we did it wrong. and she said, well, what do you mean? I said, Sean went to Flavored Nation, too. He had extra tickets. He went home with a full pizza. And she's like, nuh-uh. No, he didn't. Yeah. And I'm like, yes, he did. He said, how much for the whole pie? And they said, this is how he slapped them down. I'm like, we have a whole thing sitting right in there. We could have had our own pie. Because that was like her favorite thing there.
The deep dish
from Chicago. And she's like, oh, my God, he got a whole one? And I'm like, yeah, a whole one.
And all you do is put it in the oven, turn it on, cook it. You got a deep dish right there for Sunday dinner.
Yeah, so I went and grabbed the ticket that we had still sitting on the counter, brought it in. Showed it to her, slowly ripped it in half and went, could have been a pizza. Damn it.
And I got the idea from the person in line waiting for a pizza holding an entire Philly cheesesteak. I'm like, how'd you get that? And he's like, I just asked for it. He's like, how many tickets? He's like, 10. I'm like, so it's just like the, and then I kind of figured it was like the barter system. I'm like, I'm just going to, haggling. I was like, I'm just going to walk up there with a bunch of tickets. Is that, how many tickets for the pizza? The guy's like, 12. I'm like, okay, I'll take that. And then I think about it, like, I really got one over because we got tickets for free. I had free there. Then paid for tickets, pizza with tickets that I got for free. So I'm like, man, I just had a whole Sunday afternoon. Mm-hmm. I just paid. I wish we could pay for everything with tickets. Mm-hmm. I told my kids I'm going to put them on the ticket system.
I'm sorry, you don't have enough tickets.
Yeah, you want
no dinner tonight.
Tickets to you have.
Sorry, no dinner. Off to bed.
But how many tickets do you have? Because covers are a ticket. Pillows are a ticket. Like, everything is ticketed situation. If they're bad, they get tickets taken away, and then they got to really figure out what they need that ticket for.
Mm. Parenting tips from Sean.
Do I want to sleep tonight or eat? I better behave. I don't have enough tickets to do both.
Yeah, so anyway, I ate a lot of the crab cakes.
A lot of crab cakes.
They were delicious.
Also, the Texas brisket. Mm. It was excellent.
Yeah,
that
was.
Did you try the eclectic moon pie from Tennessee?
Somehow I did not.
All right, so as we're heading over to Flavored Nation, Michelle's looking at the website, seeing what they have. You know, Louisiana has gumbo, bob, this, that, the other thing. I asked, what does Tennessee have? And she said, moon pie. And I went, are you kidding me? We're representing where it's happening, and all we're giving out is packaged moon pies? That's it?
Bummer.
So we get there. Yes, they have moon pies, but what it is this delicious concoction of moon pie banana pudding. All right? Mm-hmm. I love banana pudding. So it's made, instead of vanilla wafers, you got those mini teeny tiny moon pies, and also the bananas were actually fried in sorghum syrup, so it had a delicious taste, texture. It was wonderful.
I did try the moon pie banana pudding. I thought it was wonderful too.
I didn't bother. I went with crab cakes.
That's a dessert.
I ate a buttload of crab cakes.
Which is why on Sunday when I went there, they're like out of crab cakes. Probably like, those are gone.
Yeah, there was one person that irritated me though, because I'm back for like my fifth time, you know, and I give her another ticket, and she gives me my crab cake, and I'm like, these are so good. And so I'm about to walk off, and the woman behind me, she's like, do you get one or two? And she said, you get one. And she said, but I'll give you two. And I'm like, you son of a bitch.
Double the crab cakes just for asking? What?
I'm like, well, you know I like these crab cakes because you've seen me 40 times. You could have just hooked a brother up, but you didn't. No.
See, the exact happened to me with the wing guy. He was giving me two. The more he saw my face, he went down to one. I was like, dude, you clearly see me coming back here over and over again. Hook a brother up, give me three. Make me have to walk here less.
Mm, yeah.
See, you got the opposite.
I said, that's it. I'm going to smack this woman. Of course I didn't. I didn't say anything like that. I was just like, why can't I have another one?
It's just disappointing because you want it. Like, oh, it's not fair. Like, when I got there on Sunday, Greg was all bragging. He got to eat lobster. None left on Sunday when I got there.
Yeah, the lobster roll from Maine. They actually had two lobster rolls, one from Connecticut and one from Maine. The Connecticut was a warm lobster roll. And
was it an actual roll? Because when I went,
no,
it was just lobster in a cup.
It was in a shot glass, and
yeah.
Literal shot glass. I mean, it was like a taste.
That was one thing I was excited about. I'm like, cool.
So was I.
I want to have this lobster roll, and I walked over there. I'm like, I'm not. All I get is tastes like lobster.
Right.
And I wasn't doing it.
And it wasn't even warm.
More lobster, please.
More lies.
Yeah.
So, lies!
But afterwards, over at Maine, which was like across the convention center, they had a cold lobster roll, and it was the size of your hand.
Yeah.
Size of your hand.
Lobster roll?
Stuffed. Stuffed with, I mean, there was like Godzilla size lobster in it. It was really good.
Yeah, I didn't
have
one.
I had never had a lobster roll before.
I haven't either. That's why I was excited.
Yeah.
But I had not had a Maryland crab cake either. And if you haven't had a real serious crab cake, most crab cakes you get, if you go, oh, I think I'll have the crab cakes. Mm-hmm. I mean, usually it's cake, right. You know, with a crab flavor. You know, there's a little bit of, I mean, really, there's a little bit of crab in it. A Maryland crab cake is made with crab, and it's big, fat chunks of crab, and it's barely held together by anything, you know, and it's just because it's all crab. Mm-hmm. And it was spectacular.
Yes. And that's all, when I was going there,
I grabbed two of them, and I took off my shirt, and I start rubbing them all in on my chest. I'm like,
Now we know why there's none left for us on Sunday. Dude, you're making out with Mr. Crabsworth.
Oh, my goodness.
Man.
And that's the reason they're not coming back next year. Thank you.
Yes, sorry about that.
I thought it was going to be, honestly, I couldn't wrap my mind around going to eat food at the convention center. Every time I thought I'd get a bunch of funnel cakes, be like, oh, this one's from Florida, from a NASCAR race. But no, it was so good. And I told my wife, I was like, I hope I don't complain about this. She's like, I'm sure you'll find a way too. And I didn't.
It sounds like my house.
I'm surprised I didn't either. I was prepared to hate everything about that.
The one thing I would love to see them do is put out a map of where everything is,
right. Yeah.
So
yeah.
That I could, because I really, I didn't want to check them off. I wanted to draw a path, you know, so I know I'm going here, and then I'm going to move over here. I'm going to hang a right. I'm going to swing by this thing. Then I'm going to swing down around here and hit the enchilada thing, which was pretty good.
It was.
And then, you know, I'm going to swing by the crab cake deal, and then I'm going to hit, you know, I'm going to roll out to the right. That's what I wish I could have had, so I could have really outlined. I don't have time to fool around in here, man. I already see what you got. I'm gonna go straight for where I'm headed and work it that way.
Fat boner's coming out. He's going to own this place.
Yeah.
Did any of you have the fried cheese curds?
I thought they were terrible. I was excited to try those because I don't know anything about what they were. Cheese on their head there. I'm like, they must do cheese, right?
Right.
That was gross.
Yeah, I thought it was a bland mozzarella stick. I mean, it was like bar food for me.
I did think it was funny, and I asked you this, like the state food of Nevada.
Prime rib.
I asked him, I said, Boner, do you think they do that because it's like the buffet food in the Vegas casinos?
Yeah, I mean, I read about it, and that's exactly why they did it. Because,
that's,
you know,
what you
early
get
days.
In every casino.
But they have nothing. I mean, I get that. When you think Vegas, but there's nothing else they can just say. Like, hey, we have fried cactuses you may like. I don't know.
I mean, what else are you going to eat in Nevada? Mm-hmm. A lizard?
Depression?
Desert?
Now, Arizona.
Oh, we've got
Arizona
tasty
had
desert.
Navajo fried bread.
That was good.
And I was expecting just a piece of fried bread, but they actually put some sort of like a barbecue pork and chicken on top of it as well. So it was not bad. I would not go out of my way to get it, but
whoever
it
had
was
the
really
burnt
good.
Ends was pretty good.
Burnt ends.
Yeah, I mean, it's
who
barbecue.
I don't know.
But it was pretty delicious.
Right. Well, that's like the Texas brisket.
The brisket was great.
But this was, I mean, it was
a fat chunk, too.
That's what I was impressed by. It was a fat chunk, and it melted in your mouth.
Mm. Yeah, it was delicious.
Fat chunks that melt in your mouth, man. Flavor Nation, it's got it right there.
Mm-hmm.
I do hope they bring that back.
I was asking the woman there, the Philly cheesesteak lady, I was like, you know, this is clearly a tour. You know, it's like the Harlem Globetrotters. You want to see or whatever. And she's like, yeah, it's our first year doing it. They did Columbus, Ohio, and Chattanooga were the first two. And next year they're talking about, like, expanding to Daytona and doing more. But I think the event was super well received by Chattanoogans. It was incredibly well done. The signage they had in there. Mm-hmm. It was really cool, man. I was happy to check that out. And plus, it was free. Got to eat free food all day. Just walk around the convention center shoving your face.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
But now I have learned. And next time, yes, I know the ways of the nation.
Jedi Master, like, follow me, young ones.
Yes. I will teach classes on this.
That is fantastic. Did we have anything fun like that this week? Anything we can exploit and do for free?
No.
No. Not at all. Well, no, wait. Friday night, handcrafted
wishes. That's that beer drinking event up there at the Hunter Museum.
Right.
I'm going.
I cannot go. It's like the last home game of Heritage High School, so watching the daughter dance on the sidelines.
See, this is the gift and curse of not children, but as they go through different stages of life. Mm-hmm. I mean, my kids are young. They're not in the high school thing yet, so it's like we can still get a babysitter and go out on a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a few years down the road. It's like same thing. Like, well, the kids are cheerleading. Guess we're not going to drink beer.
Right.
Yeah, right.
That'll be fun up there. I think it's, you know, that Hunter Museum of Art.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm such an art guy.
I have a question for Boner, since both our daughters are, like, the same age. plus minus 24 hours.
Right.
Yours was born November or October 8th. Mine was October 9th. Have you taken her out driving yet?
No, I have not. She does not have her learner's permit yet. Mm-hmm. And she's not 15, which I guess she just turned 15.
Yeah.
So she hasn't gotten that yet. But she's excited and she will not let me do it. She's already made that clear.
Really?
Yeah, because my son he went out with me once and I was cool.
Right.
Really didn't give him a hard time about anything. I'm like, dude, you're fine. I'm not going to say anything. And he did a fine job. But he enjoyed it more with his mother. So I don't know why.
That's interesting.
So he's like, yeah, you don't want to go with dad, even though I didn't do anything. So my son has said, I will teach you how to drive.
Oh.
And so she's excited that her brother's going to do it.
Okay.
So I'm sure at some point I will drive with her, mm-hmm. which frightens the hell out of me right now.
Right. Show me
I mean, I'm going to have to.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But no, she's really excited about her brother doing it.
No, that's neat.
So.
You're teaching your daughter to drive and speed limit's 11?
Yes.
Too fast.
No,
you will not go over 7.
No, she apparently she does have my genes because yesterday when I got home, it was Taco Tuesday in the Hacienda Rambin, and it was still daylight enough for me to take her out on the streets. And again, that two-lane, the first thing out of our neighborhood is this tight two-lane Burning Bush Road. So I actually drove her out of there over to Heritage High School in the parking lot.
That's cool.
And so she practices in there. But then I said, all right, let's go on Poplar Springs Road and just let you drive this big circle there. And part of that is on Three Notch Road, which is 45 miles per hour. Yeah.
Wow, you must feel like you're in a NASCAR race.
Well, that's exactly the response that Ella had. She turns onto Three Notch Road and she said, 45 miles per hour? That's crazy. And of course,
yes, it is. I could do twice that. Hang on, Dad.
Somebody change that song.
I'm gonna try some.
Hold my beer and watch this, Dad.
Do you get
nervous?
I mean, I do. I'm looking forward to that part where my kids get there, but I do feel like I would want more than one.
It's nothing to look forward to.
Yeah.
It's nothing to look forward to at all. It is frightening as hell.
Mm-hmm. And you got to keep your cool.
I mean, going out with my son, the one time that I went driving with him, he wanted to go somewhere downtown. So we had to drive interstate.
Oh,
it's
first
time on the interstate.
Wow.
Ever. But he was pretty confident. I'm like, all right. So I sat over there and I didn't say a word.
Your cheeks must have been super clenched.
They were clenched, and he's like, is this okay? I'm like, dude, you're fine. You're doing a good job, and didn't say anything. But yes, inside I'm going, ah! Oh God!
Like there's like a thought bubble just. Ah!
Yeah, but he did a good job, and I really didn't have any serious complaints. I'm like, by the way, you may want to do this,
mm-hmm.
In the future. I probably wouldn't do that. You pay attention to everything that's going on around you because everyone else is an idiot. You got to understand that. Everyone is stupid.
Who rewards you for driving 5 over. See?
I'm like, just pay attention and, you'll be fine. But, which has nothing to do with any of this, but there was a listener who won something the other day. Her name was Angel. And I'm sorry, Angel. I thought I would just go ahead and apologize because, she said, I said, what's your name? She said, Angel. I said, are you a stripper? And it didn't.
That is the appropriate response.
And she said, no. I'm like, hooker. And that's where it went really bad. She's like, I'm not a hooker. I am offended. And I,
What is that?
I'm like, oh, come on. And she was cool about it. I said, I'm just playing with you. She's like, I know. I'm just giving you a hard
time,
too.
Says the man named Boner.
Yeah, I mean, like, I have any room to talk.
Yeah, she was fired back with you. Yeah, Boner.
Yeah, which has happened before, you know. Yeah, real cool. Boner.
You have zero room to name shame here.
Yeah, no. No room whatsoever to talk.
That was nice of you to apologize. We're here on the podcast, you know. You don't have to do that. It must have stuck with you.
I just wanted to tell the story again because it's still funny.
Oh, that's wild, man. Well, it's good to catch up with you guys. Have a fantastic weekend. Next week we have Halloween. Daylight savings time, I guess, is next week, right?
Oh, that sucks.
Stupid. I hate that. I'm already dreading it.
No, wait. Isn't this fall back?
I don't know.
So we get an extra hour this time.
Do we?
Yeah.
Fall back.
An extra hour of time, but it's going to be dark at 4:30.
Well, yeah.
I know for old
people. Yeah, that's what I hate.
Yeah, I don't like that at all. I don't know.
It's when I go back 5 miles per hour, I'm burning bush. Yeah. That's what I do.
He's coming back from the store at 3:30 with his prunes and dinner going 15 miles below the speed limit to show all
And these
them.
Kids with their LED headlights, they can see into the future and they burn my retinas.
And then
what the hell?
Commenting on his status, like, you know what I do? I spray my windshield fluid to get the people on the car behind them. One woman's like, I sit at the red light until it turns green, or sit at the green light until it turns red, then make a right-hand turn. All these passive-aggressive things that these slow driving community do to piss off the rest of us, and they're out here highlighting on Facebook.
I hit a button and there's an oil slick and I send them off into nowhere.
I tell you what, if I was a police officer, I would sign up for traffic duty and I would give tickets to everybody doing the speed limit or below. Clearly you have time
speed
to waste.
Speed limit or below?
Get a ticket. How fast are you going? 14. Ticket. How fast are you going? 22. Ticket. You know?
77.
Yeah.
Whoa, you please.
Move on.
Well, he has things to do. He's a hard worker. And you're out here jamming everybody up because you are the martyr for the speeding community.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Real cool, Rambin.
I'm sorry.
Real cool.
Real cool. Hope, trying to make it
hope you're proud of yourself.
Wheels of justice continue to turn.
Don't
death
you
penalty
be
for everyone.
Fast lane song of the day. Get the hell out of my way, Rambin!